Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and David Nearing from Valley View Farm in Williamsburg, which you have recently acquired and have turned into pretty awesome space. I was watching before we started this, the drone footage of your 100-acre farm, gorgeous layout, a beautiful sugar shack that you built, and an event space, too.
That's correct.
Yeah. So what were you doing before Valley View Farm?
I owned Green Mountain Power Equipment for 20 years on Locust. Then my mom was going through cancer and decided after she died that I'm going to do something different. And we bought the farm. We tried to buy the farm
you
10
didn't mean
years
buy
before.
The farm in the euphemistic way right
correct.
There. I know, but it was an awkward time to say it like that.
So we bought the farm and came up with a chance to take down a barn and put it back up as an event space.
Yeah.
And then I made my own sugar house out of stone. Now I'm farming.
Well, we already tasted some of the maple sugar. How did you do this season, Phil? Is it over yet? It's been such weird weather.
No, it's not over, and it totally depends what microclimate your sugar bush is in.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
David and I were just talking about this, but I am done. I've packed it in. I did break all records at 2.5 gallons.
Woohoo! What about you guys?
I'm right at 40 gallons right now and hoping it's going to continue.
Yeah.
So I'm still adding. We had purchased another adjacent property, and I'm in the midst of adding more taps.
How many taps you got now?
That's a good question. I don't really know. A lot.
A lot of taps. 40 gallons. That's a lot.
I'm guessing 1,000 taps. I actually never counted them.
And now you built this beautiful sugar house, like one I've never seen before, out of stone, right?
Correct. It's a stone facade on the outside. As my friends say, it's the fanciest sugar house you've seen.
Yeah.
And I also use an RO to process
reverse osmosis.
Yeah.
It takes out a lot of the moisture, so it doesn't take as long time to boil, right?
Correct. I reduce it down, so it's like 10 to 12 gallons to make a gallon of syrup.
As opposed to, what is it, 40 to make a gallon?
Correct.
Yeah, 50 to 60 this year.
Yeah.
The sugar content's way low.
Ah, why is that?
Probably come with the drought from last summer.
Interesting. Talking with David Nearing from Valley View Farm in Williamsburg, who with his wife Susan Fortgang have bought the farm back in 2011.
It's amazing to go ahead and buy a farm as you've done. First, it takes a challenge to find a farm you can buy that makes sense. And then the big challenge really develops, which is how are you going to make a living through the farm? And you want to share some of the hits and misses you've been going through and where you think you're landing?
We started with overgrown fields and then had to change our direction, tried to grow pumpkins, found out that the deer liked the pumpkins more than we did, had to put up a fence. Then once they were actually ripe, we had porcupines climbing over the fence, eating the ripe pumpkins. Then last season, I have a small orchard. The crows ate every single apple.
Oh my goodness.
And not having a single peach because of the freeze, we have now waged war on the crows. They can fly over the fence, unfortunately. And they were actually eating the corn, pulled out half of my pumpkin crop.
But so one thing that is, as of now, unassailable by Mother Nature is your event space, though.
Correct.
Well, I'm sure it could be infested by something,
which is
but
not,
hopefully not.
Not that easy to do. First of all, they did an incredible job bringing a restored barn to the property, correct?
That's correct.
And then you have to go through a lot of town permitting and processing to actually get permission to do this.
Yeah, you're able to put a barn up. But if you want to use it, then you have to then change what its purpose is and put in a sprinkler system. And
so they discriminate on which mammals are using it. If it's cows, they'll look the other way.
Fine,
but
right.
When it's human. Homo sapiens.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we took down a second barn from Williamsburg, and then we're putting that up as a pavilion.
Wow.
So we ended up using all the extra beams.
You're repurposing all these old barns and actually physically moving them there.
Correct.
And so what kind of events have you done there so far?
We've only had a couple of small parties. Our first wedding is in May. Then we're booked from then on.
This is the way that farming has to happen now. You can't always make a living on just growing stuff.
Right. It's because it's difficult with Mother Nature and like last year with the drought, but we're trying to find the happy balance between maple syrup, got asparagus, blueberries, the apples, peaches, hops, and we want to start making wine. And then in the fall, we'll sit back while the pumpkins are ripening and drink the wine.
Chew off all of the porcupines. Who knew that porcupines, A, could climb and that they would want to eat pumpkins?
They love Halloween. You're selling from a farm stand?
We have a farm stand that's open every day, self-service.
And you wanted to put on an event there. That's available, too.
And I should remind people that even though it's a new, beautiful farm banquet hall, already they are quickly filling up. It's amazing.
Yeah, and we're always there. I'm there every day. We also have horses, and they enjoy company.
David Nearing from Valley View Farm in Williamsburg, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, by localfood.org.